Let me describe a metaphor of each of these four needs. It's a simple word, a symbol. Physical, stomach. Okay. Emotional, social, what would that be? Heart. Psychological,
mind.
Spiritual,
soul.
Soul or spirit, whatever you want to call it. Those are metaphors, see? Now, what's a paradigm? It's a map of the territory. If you had an accurate map of this building, you couldn't find this room, regardless of how diligent you were or how positive your attitude was. You'd be lost twice as fast, and you would laugh about being lost because you're thinking so positively you don't care about it. See, you have an inaccurate map. Okay, now what we're doing is going way back to studying our nature, to try to understand. We've come to recognize these needs. This is very, very validated in so many scientific studies as well. And there are others, but I suggest they're offshoots of these four, particularly that psychological need. So many ramifications of that. Identifying talent, developing talent, utilizing talent, recognizing talent. And we've got the metaphors. The body, the heart, the mind, and the spirit or the soul. All right, now, you're a manager. You're a parent. Now think of what would be the approach to manage, to parent, to lead people, families, organizations. Now think. Notice we studied human motivation before we studied management theory. You study human motivation before you study communications theory. If you study communication and management theory first, what's going to happen?
You don't really understand people. You have a technique.
You don't deal with nature. You start with values. You start with artificiality. You start with abstraction. Always start with the most fundamental. What is our nature? Now, by the way, these are not just needs. That's too small of a term. These are capacities. These are talents. These are energies. These are intelligences, not just needs. So if you have, say, the first two needs or capacities met, but the next two are not being met, what will you do? What will you do with your mind and with your sense of purpose?
Stagnate.
You could stagnate. That's right.
You'll find it elsewhere.
Or you could seek for it elsewhere. You know, you could inwardly die, just kind of withdraw, and get nurtured by creature comforts to maybe anesthetize the boredom and the yuckiness of every day, see? You could. Or you could see the job purely as a means to an end and then find your real satisfactions with your family, with your community, your church, your friends, and with projects out there, see? That gives you your intrinsic satisfactions to these needs. All right, now we're trying to look at the question. How do we manage? Start with your motivational paradigm. Okay, now think. If you saw people as a stomach, that's the symbol for the economic need. It's called the economic man assumption. What would be your management philosophy? Assume that's all you had in your paradigm.
Get off your money.
That's right. Okay, if you do this,
I'll
give you this. If you don't do it, you don't get it. If you are willing to do this, we'll hire you and pay you. And you can use that to survive. The carrot in front, the stick behind. Does it work? It works short term, temporarily, but let's say that you're in a long term survival mode. Does it work?
Very inefficient.
I think. You're barely surviving.
If you're able to continue to provide,
you continue to do that, see? And they'd want to work longer hours so they can survive a little more. And they might give their best efforts and their best energies.
Met, it's over.
That's right. See, if you didn't have air, you know, what would happen to your interest? Now that you have air, does air motivate you?
No.
And your point was?
When you have a need that's fulfilled, it's no longer a motivation.
It's no longer a motivator. It's not an activator. See? It's only the unmet needs that motivate. One of the great theorists, Abraham Maslow, developed this need hierarchy, which is kind of embodied in this expression here. But you know what happened to him? He renunciated it, essentially. Not renunciated all of it, it's just that he said it isn't complete enough. And he put the self-actualization need at what I would call the psychological level, and the self-transcendent need at the kind of spiritual level. It wasn't your fulfillment and self-actualization that was the highest need. It was helping others to not only fulfill themselves, but to transcend themselves, so that you create a kind of immortality in people's projects and meanings. It's very interesting. Those who are interested ought to read the little book brought out after his death called Toward the Higher Reaches of Human Nature, where he describes that. He also concluded that the need hierarchy was too need-driven, a little too deterministic.